From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Congo's Republic's government has announced Tuesday that it would hold a referendum this month on constitutional change in a move that would allow veteran President Denis Sassou Nguesso to extend his decades-long rule. The 71-year-old former military commander has ruled Congo Republic for all but 5 years since 1979. He has won previous terms and disputed elections in 2002 and 2009. While Sassou Nguesso has not officially declared his candidacy for the June 2016 presidential election, he is widely expected to seek a third term. The Constitution of 2002 limits the number of terms to two and excludes candidates over 70. South Africa's foreign minister has gone on the offensive against the International Criminal Court over a nation's failure to arrest Sudan's president in June. The ICC gave South Africa until October 5th to explain its actions. South Africa's foreign minister has asked the International Criminal Court for more time to explain her government's decision to not arrest Sudan's president despite a domestic court order that sought to prevent him from leaving the country. South African officials say Sudan's president Omar Bashir enjoyed diplomatic immunity as a delegate to the African Union summit in Johannesburg. Paralympian star Oscar Pistorius will have to undergo psychotherapy, according to South Africa's Parole Review Board Tuesday, after blocking his release from prison just 10 months into his 5-year sentence for killing his girlfriend. The review panel decided on Monday that an earlier decision by the parole board to allow the 28-year-old athlete out on house arrest was premature and referred the case back for reconsideration. This is VOA News.